wide-brimmed hats and buckled shoes, the pilgrims were the stuff of holiday parades and bad Victorian poetry. Nothing could be more removed from the ambiguities of modern-day America, I thought, than the pilgrims and the Mayflower. But as I have since discovered, the story of the pilgrims does not end with the first Thanksgiving. When we look to how the pilgrims and their children maintained more than 50 years of peace with the Wampanoags, and how that peace suddenly erupted into one of the deadliest wars ever fought on American soil, the history of Plymouth Colony becomes something altogether new, rich, troubling, and complex. Instead of the story we already know, it becomes the story we need to know. In 1676, 56 years after the sailing of the Mayflower, a similarly named but far less famous ship, the Seaflower, departed from the shores of New England. Like the Mayflower, she carried a human cargo. But instead of 102 potential colonists, the Seaflower was bound for the Caribbean with 180 Native American slaves. The governor of Plymouth Colony, Josiah Winslow, son of former Mayflower passengers Edward and Susanna Winslow, had provided the Seaflower's captain with the necessary documentation. In a certificate bearing his official seal, Winslow explained that these